We are back. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're talking hunting. We're talking seasons. We're talking now about the Michigan trifecta.
That's right. This segment, though, is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Service Center, right on South Door Highway in Burton, Michigan. You can get a hold of them at 810-743-4210. Whether you want alignments, shocks and struts, exhaust systems, tune-ups, batteries, air conditioning, cooling systems, whatever you need, and brakes and tires especially. That's their specialty. Tires. Outstanding tire place. Like, Dan, your commercials always said, I checked prices at Walmart, then I went to Diamond Jim's.
And it's literally true. I called Walmart, and I happened to be driving past Diamond Jim's. I thought, I should give them a call.
Yeah.
Because I had a price from Walmart. I was about ready to go and do it, and it's like, oh, I can get. I don't know how much they bid. 10, 15 bucks.
It's
20 bucks.
I love spending money local.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right.
I know when. You know what's nice is in literally even with Tim from Diamond Jim's, I go to church on Sunday morning. There he is. You know, shaking my hand.
Yep.
And I know I'm doing business with him during the week. The importance of that. We got to get back to the Americana. That is that small business America, because that's what we're built on. That's why we've got good Eric right here from Williams Gunsight Company.
1926.
Yeah, since 1926. Oh, you know, when somebody's been around for 98 years, it kind of tells you something. But Tim Hogan's had Diamond Jim since 77.
And that's what it is, too. I mean, he knows where to go. He knows how to get you a good price. I mean, he really knows the business.
And the experience of Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, it's not somebody going, I'm not real familiar with this town. What road did you get a flat tire on? You know, what happened? You know, it doesn't matter. The main thing is get service you can count on. Call Tim at Diamond Jim's. You'll be glad you did. And, again, 743-4210 is their number.
Dort Highway just south of Bristol.
Yep, right around the corner here from the station. So, and thank them for sponsoring the show, because they are helping keep this pro-Second Amendment message coming your way. And remember, shoot the vote. I don't like that slogan, but it's their slogan.
Well, it's the campaign put on by MCRGO. That's the and the point is, if you there's a lot of gun owners in the state of Michigan who are not registered to vote. 370,000, according to Secretary of State.
Yeah, so just not registered, and it's as simple as that. Register and vote. Do your part as an American citizen. So if you know anybody that's not registered to vote, or you maybe got to check yourself. Maybe you moved, you're in a new location, get registered to vote and get out and vote pro-gun this year, please.
If you think your vote doesn't matter, you're mistaken.
Yeah. Biden won the state by 154,000 votes. And with 370,619 gun owners in Michigan not registered, you could make all the difference in the world. So you do it and tell two or three of your friends to do it and help them. Even pick them up and take them to the voting stations.
Check with them first. Make sure that they're going to vote the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I always tell people. If you're voting Democrat, vote on Wednesday.
Yep.
But if you're voting Republican, vote on Tuesday. That's the rules.
But like-minded people, you probably hang out with people and just talk to them about it. See if they're planning to vote.
And you can't change everybody's mind. You know, some people are just going to say, I'm sorry. Yeah. I voted this way my whole life. And, you know, and I'm sorry too. You know, so it is what it is. So, but now we are going to talk about what we call the Michigan trifecta. So I'm joined by Eric from Williams Gunsight Company, one of the experts at the counter. You go to the gunsmith counter, you'll catch him there. And I call him an old soul because he's very, very knowledgeable. He's not one of these new kids on the block that's walking up with his hat sideways, telling you all kinds of nonsense you don't need to know or telling you what you should buy. He's going to ask you the questions you need answers to.
I bet you never listened to New Kids on the Block, did you?
I am aware of them.
So... That's a good question.
Just want to be clear.
Yeah. So, and one of the most important things he gets asked at the counter, is what scope's going to go with this rifle, or which caliber should I buy, the 350 Legend or the 450 Bushmaster? And then they up and throw the 400 Legend at us in this past year. It's got everybody stirred up, and you've got people that will only hunt with 450s. And you still got people that only hunt with 12 gauges.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like this is the only thing we have to hunt with. 44 Magnums and 454 Casulls and 500 Smith & Wessons, these are all eligible bachelors that can go out in the woods with you and hunt.
And it really depends on how far you're shooting, because within 50 yards, I've never had anything take step two, really, with a 240 grain 44 mag with
No.
But if you hunt a field up in the thumb in the restricted zone, 44 mag probably isn't going to cut it to those distances. And
if you're out over 150 yards, I wouldn't want to push it. You know? But with some of the technology of today's bullets, the 44 Magnum, which used to have 100-yard range, is now expanded a little bit. You get that 225 grain FTX bullet, you can get some good hitting power still at 150 yards. So, and there's people that'll stretch it beyond that. I hate to. I know I try to know the limitations of what I'm hunting with, and you should too. You need to. I think we should do more studying of ballistics before we go hunting, so that we better understand how high you have to aim. And if you get a chance to shoot at 150 and 200 yards, understand you might want to look through your scope and see if those little dots in your scope mean something.
Yeah, I mean,
because those little marks inside your scope might work out really good for your 450 Bushmaster or your 350 Legend or your 400 Legend.
If you pay attention.
If you're paying attention. Or your 357 Magnum, for that matter.
How does that work, Eric? What do you do?
With the scopes?
Yeah.
So there's two different trains of thought. There's reticles, like what Vortex does on their straight wall.
Yes.
And if you read the manual, it'll be okay if you have a 250 grain Hornady 450.
Yep.
Deer
is kind of your standard.
That's 90% of what you're going to find out
Hornady
there.
Blacks and Hornady Customs.
And those fly pretty well, so that's what a lot of people use to a distance.
We were shooting ours at 300 yards, and Jake's had that one kill at 273 yards with it, right on the button.
Yep, and that bullet really performs well out past 100, sometimes closer in. It doesn't expand.
I cut a coyote in half with one at 123 yards. Powerful round. But anyways, go ahead.
So you have your holdovers. The problem with holdovers is same problem with using a reticle. If you jerk the trigger, if you hold it wrong, you're going to be off. And 200 yards being off a little is off a lot. You know, pulling the trigger could...
But those scopes, so what they're going to do is they're going to take into account your range.
Right.
So, and you've got
to... you need to know your range.
You've got to know a little... you got to aim higher.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that
right.
A good scope will help you calculate that. And
instead of guessing.
Yeah.
So if you map out your field you're hunting and you have like a 200-yard margin.
Yep. Grid. Yeah.
At that 200-yard mark, if you know you're the second mark down and underneath your crosshairs, underneath center of your crosshairs, that's probably it. You're looking at about 2 foot. You know, you're 18 inches or so drop.
It's just like using the arrows in the bowling alley.
Exactly. Or the pins on a bow.
Yeah.
Darn near.
Yep.
You got to lob it in there.
Or like when you're playing Galaga and you start spinning around real fast.
Yeah.
You remember how fast your thumbs worked? Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Bringing back the Galaga days. I thought I'd throw that bone at you. But no, it is a passion that deserves more than one day of your time.
Right.
So you need to get out there so that you have a successful hunt at 172 yards or at 236 yards. And
it really does depend on your setup, because it depends on where your blind is.
Yep.
Big your field of, the field you have to shoot
at. Use landmarks, if you know that the crab apple tree is 175.
Exactly.
Remember, know where you're hunting, practice, make sure you get an ethical kill in. That's why I like the loopholed CDS scopes.
Yeah.
It takes a little more time on the fly, but if you're hunting a field, it's typically fine. It's a dial, and say the deer's at 250, your gun is sighted in with the correct ammo. Loophole makes caps specific to grain, caliber, height over bore. Right. You can get very specific, and they're typically right on the money. And you just, if the deer's at 250, crank it to 2.5, and aim point of aim. There is no holdover.
Right, don't have to guess with that height.
Yep. So do people take rangefinders with them as well?
They do. I often find it's better to know that stuff because deer are finicky critters movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I do is when I bow hunt, I take my rangefinder with me. And when come rifle season, I got a handgun, a rifle, a thermos, I got a heater, I got all this stuff in my blind. It's technically everything except for a bathroom and a kitchen sink is in that blind.
You just take the pens then?
No, no. I open the door and let it fly. But anyways, so what I do is I try to have all those ranges down pat before rifle season starts. Mm-hmm. And so I do all that during bow season so that I know the landmarks, like Eric was talking about, the tree. I know I can go 225 yards to that corner of the field and 210 yards to this corner. And
you're not stepping that off, though. Do you use a range
finder? No, I use a digital range finder.
Yeah.
They're so nice. I'll bring it in next week and show you. It's so cool. You just, bam, it's done.
That's what I wonder.
And you can zoom right in. Yeah, I'll hit right on a deer, you know, when I'm bow hunting. And it'll be, and you know, because bow with crossbow, I've got a limited range of maybe 60 yards.
Sure.
And I'll hit on that and say, oh, that deer's at, you know, 96 yards out. I'm not going to take
this
shot.
Not going to happen
now. And then, oh, here come some turkeys. They're at 120 yards. And when they get closer, then I start, you know, imagining the shot. Because if you envision the shot in your head, you're becoming a better hunter.
Right.
When I drive down the road, I do that. You know, I'll be driving along and there's, well, that mailbox is 126 yards away. I'm good. You know, I could hit that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not with my 357 pistol, but I could hit it with my 44 Magnum.
It's like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, you'll see it when you believe it.
I have, and I think, didn't Walt Disney say something similar?
Yeah,
if you
probably,
can dream it, you can
probably
do it.
Did.
You know?
I think that's
you
right.
You can build it, something like that.
Yeah.
So, but it's all in how much effort you put into it. If you're one of those weekend glory hunters that only hunts to get out in the woods and you're hungover and you're out there and you're not paying attention, you might not have a great season, but we recommend you push your
due diligence. Or it may be exactly the season you were hoping to have.
And maybe they just needed some time in the woods, you know? So,
but
no matter what you're doing, do it right. Put in your due diligence and you'll be well rewarded this year, I'm sure. It's going to be a good herd.
Coming up fast, and there's a lot of them out there.
Yep.
So.
But there's more hunting other than just deer hunting. But we're going to talk next segment about some handgun hunting. So we're going to talk a little bit about what you can hunt with, what you can't. There's always been some kind of odd questions in the past. We're going to try to get through that here on the Gunsmith Show.
Back right after this.